Earlier this month, Sackville Town Council voted to sanction Councillor Bruce Finney, saying he had breached the code of conduct for members of council. Councillors accepted recommendations from an investigator that included suspending his pay for 2 months. Councillor Finney was away on vacation at the time of that council meeting. Here's Councillor Michael Tower introducing the motion at the June 12th meeting.
Council hereby accepts the recommendation of the independent investigator and imposes the following sanctions on Councillor Bruce Finney. Suspension of remuneration paid to Councillor Finney for a period of 2 months. That Councillor Finney take one-on-one coaching to discuss effective communication strategies, and that Councillor Finney's travel and representation on behalf of Council be suspended for the remainder of his current term in office.
The nature of the complaint and the identity of the complainant haven't been released. Local independent journalist Bruce Wark asked for information about why Finney was sanctioned during the meeting. Here's Deputy Mayor Andrew Black's response at Town Council.
Well, it's an HR matter, so we can't get into the details of that. But as the motion stated, we've accepted the recommendations of the independent report.
Is that independent report available?
No, I don't believe so.
After the reporter pressed councillors over the lack of transparency, Councillor Bill Evans said they were bound by law.
In the motion, it does indicate which sections of the code he violated, so you can get an idea of what it was. I feel your pain, but we are constrained by the law. The law that governs us precludes us doing this, and it is frustrating. However, Councillor Finney can tell you, he knows everything about it, and he can tell you if he wants to. So if it's up to him, but we cannot, but he can.
CHMA reached Councillor Finney by phone on Thursday, but he declined to go into detail about the situation at that time. However, Bruce Wark managed to interview Councillor Finney about the complaints. Finney said the sanctions stem from remarks that he had made on two occasions back in February, according to an article published on worktimes.com. Here's the first one. Councillor Finney is speaking at a council meeting on February 14th during a discussion about hiring practices in this clip.
I'll be voting against this hiring policy because I feel that we're still using the same method we've been using for some time. And in the meantime, during that time, we've had a number of, it's to me what I would call unfair hiring practice. That's because of the fact that some of the people actually even in town feel the same way, where family members are being hired. And then also, to me, there was one that I felt was a conflict of interest. So because of that, I think actually we should engage with a human resource management expert to turn around and help with the hiring. So that's how I feel. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Finney.
Later in February, during a meeting on municipal reform, Councillor Finney stated that he doesn't believe students should be able to vote in elections in Sackville.
In relation to the students being counted, I have never agreed that the students should be part of it. And the reason is because they're only citizens here for 4 years. And sometimes some of the decisions that are made by them can influence us for a very long time. We saw that in the provincial election when the students were allowed to vote. Actually, it's been said by many professors at the university, the only reason Megan got in was because of the fact that the students were allowed to vote. Now, that comes from experts, not me. So that's how I feel about it right now. And I think it'd be interesting to see exactly what does happen. Thank you.
The sanctions mean that Finney will lose 2 months of pay. That decision didn't sit well with Wendy Alder. She's a former Sackville resident who now lives in Bayfield near Cape Tormentine. After learning about the sanctions, she launched a GoFundMe campaign to compensate the councillor for $1,300 in lost salary. When CHMA interviewed Wendy Alder last week, the amount raised already stood at more than $1,400.
So I was on Facebook on one of the community, I think somebody was responding to one of Bruce Wark's articles, and somebody said if there was a GoFundMe, I would support. And then there was two other people that jumped on it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll start it and see where it goes. Hopefully, you know, we'll get the $1,300 and go from there.
Do you think Town Council is treating Councillor Finney unfairly?
I don't agree with the sanction. I don't know the rules, like as far as, you know, how that goes, but I know, for example, in the, you know, normal workplace, you couldn't suspend somebody and then still expect them to work, which is what they've done, basically, is said he's still expected to do his duties, but is not going to get paid. So I don't agree with that. I also don't agree that his peers can vote on that. But again, I don't know how that really works in politics. Like, I would think, I know that there was a report from a consultant with some recommendations, and they voted to accept the recommendations. They didn't have to. There's a lot of stuff that I've heard. I watch the council meetings pretty religiously, and there's a lot of stuff that I've heard other councillors say that, you know, you just kind of drop your jaw. And you know what Bruce said, I don't think is anywhere near what some of the other stuff that I've heard.
Why is it important for you to support Councillor Finney? You've already kind of touched on that, but for you personally.
I just don't think it's fair. We ran two businesses, actually. We used to have the Ultramar and Tantramar Propane. And at one point we were trying to put a drive-through in at the Ultramar, which got voted down didn't make it past the first reading. He did support it, and I just thought, and some of the other councillors did as well at the time. And I just thought, you know, he has supported me in the past. So I thought, if there's something that I can do to just throw it out there, I mean, I'm certainly not paying him $1,300 or anything like that. I just thought if I can throw something up there to give people the opportunity to show support, then I would do that to help him.
And that was the voice of Wendy Alder, who launched a GoFundMe to support Councillor Bruce Finney after he was sanctioned by Sackville Town Council this month. Mayor Sean Michaud was unavailable for comment, and Deputy Mayor Andrew Black declined to comment for this story. As for Finney, he told CHMA on Thursday he'd just learned about the fundraising campaign after returning from Alberta. The sanctions against Councillor Finney are the latest in a series of reprimands against the councillor for code of conduct violations. Finney himself voted against the code of conduct when it was introduced in 2020, saying it was an attempt to muzzle town councillors.